11 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day on 4806 Southeast Stark Street. Dinner was provided by Sweet Basil Thai Cuisine, a restaurant serving curry, stir-fry, and seafood at 3135 Northeast Broadway Street.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the 2016 Festival of Nations. The Festival of Nations is an annual event hosted by the Division Midway Alliance and is a celebration of cultural diversity. Saturday, September 17th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Division Center on the corner of Southeast 122nd Avenue and Division. There will be diverse culinary cuisines provided by a variety of vendors, along with performances by local musicians and dancers, such as Cuba de Son and African showboys, as well as other activities like disc golf, putting, and a large-scale Thomas the Train. That's the Festival of Nations on Saturday, September 17th at the Division Center on the corner of Southeast 122nd Avenue and Division. It runs from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Seattle Theater Group, presenting astrophysicist Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson September 19th and 20th at the Keller Auditorium. Dr. Tyson will explore science as portrayed in pop culture, and tickets and information for his September 20th show are available at portland5.com.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, Commissioner Amanda Fritz introduced a revised formula for public funding of citywide political campaigns.
Testing has shown a reduction in heavy metal toxins in the air near the Precision Castpart site, but further improvement is needed.
The governors of Georgia and Alabama have declared states of emergency as a result of an oil pipeline break.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Friday, September 16th, 2016. I'm Liam Delta.
And I'm Linda Olson Osterlund. At a Thursday rally, City Commissioner Amanda Fritz urged the City Council to approve a new public campaign financing funding program for Portland political candidates. Fritz modified the formula that had previously been used for public funding of elections in Portland. That program was knocked down by Portland voters in 2010. In the new proposal, individual contributions would be limited to $250 apiece. The city would match the first $50 of a private contribution at a rate of 6-1, up to a maximum of $300 per contributor. Public funding for candidates would be limited to $550,000 for a commission race and $950,000 for mayoral contests. Fritz won re-election in Fritz won election in 2008 using the city's old public campaign finance system and has long been an advocate of publicly financed city elections. She's pushing for the city council to approve her plan this year and not send it to the voters. Fritz pointed out that this approach would avoid the cost of running a citywide campaign on the measure. Fritz and others also noted that holding a public vote would invite big money into the very system they're trying to reform. It is considered unlikely that the council will approve the measure, and most believe it will end up on the ballot in May.
The latest results from air testing near the Southeast Portland Precision Castparts plant show that the air quality is improving, but numerous heavy metal toxins remain above state benchmark levels. Oregon measures toxin levels according to two different standards. Benchmark levels are levels considered low enough to have no long-term ill effects to a person's health. 24-hour sampling tests check for levels that are considered illegal, requiring mandatory remediation. The air test results found the toxin levels are still well above the benchmark levels, but below the 24-hour levels. The tests show that recently installed air pollution controls at the plant have lowered arsenic, lead, nickel, and cobalt levels, but had no effect on chromium levels. Oregon Health Authority experts concluded from the results that there was no immediate health threat to nearby residents and no special precautions were needed. A company spokesman said they will review the latest data and continue to work with the DEQ to ensure that its operation is safe for both residents and the environment. Neighbors of Precision Castparts filed a class action suit against the company in July, claiming that toxic air emissions have harmed their health and decreased property values.
The governors of Georgia and Alabama have declared states of emergency as a result of a gasoline pipeline break. The Colonial Pipeline 1 burst on September 9th in rural Shelby County, Alabama. The spill has released at least 250,000 gallons and potentially as many as 340,000 gallons of gasoline so far. The pipeline runs from Houston to New York and supplies gasoline to 50 million motorists in the Northeast. The cause and exact location of the underground break has not yet been confirmed. The company has said that the rate of leakage has been, quote, greatly diminished, unquote. The gas has been leaking into three mining retention ponds, but does not appear to be a threat to the nearby Cahaba River or local residents. Federal, state, and company officials have cleared crews to begin the excavation process. They had delayed the start of the repair efforts because of the dangerous conditions created by pooled gasoline and fumes. However, the states of emergency were not made for safety reasons, but to allow truckers to work longer hours to avoid a fuel shortage.
A new review finds that a sugar industry lobbying group actually funded the studies that downplayed the role of added sugars in heart disease. The studies in question focused almost exclusively on saturated fat as the main cause of heart disease, ignoring the role played by sugary foods. Researchers Kristen Kearns and Stanton Glantz made this discovery while reviewing the papers of Roger Adams and Mark Hegstedt. Adams and Hegstedt were scientific advisors for the Sugar Research Foundation. In a Monday editorial, NYU professor Marion Nessel noted that as a result of these studies, scientists and health officials focused on reducing saturated fat, not sugar, to prevent heart disease. With the emphasis on saturated fat, the food industry pushed fat-free products loaded with added sugars and processed carbohydrates. In a response to Nessel's comments, the Sugar Research Foundation acknowledged that they should have exercised greater transparency. Independent research has made it clear that too much added sugar and saturated fat both are major contributors to heart disease, diabetes, and cancer.
A new study found that over the last year, corporate wealth has exploded despite slow global economic growth. 69 out of the 100 wealthiest entities in the world are now corporations and not countries. The report by Global Justice Now found that the top 10 richest corporations have more wealth than 90% of the countries in the world. The wealthiest corporations were Walmart, Royal Dutch Shell, ExxonMobil, Volkswagen, Toyota, and Apple. Global Justice Now charged that increased corporate wealth was due to countries lowering tax rates for corporations, international trade deals, and stock buyback schemes that enrich corporations and shareholders without increasing economic output. The organization claimed the vastly increased corporate wealth has given corporations great power over governments in many instances and has created a global economic system that values short-term corporate profits over basic human rights.
A group led by the Ashland-based Loma Catse Restoration Project has landed a $193,000 grant to restore 300 acres of western monarch butterfly habitat at six sites in southern Oregon. New plantings of nectar-bearing plants will replenish food stores for monarchs migrating along this route to the California coast. This is the epicenter of the migratory route, says botanist Clint Emerson from the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest. The plants include native species of milkweed and 26 other plants, he said. In recent years, small milkweed patches called way stations have been cultivated by groups like the Southern Oregon Monarch Advocates, SOMA, but this is a large-scale restoration effort, says Robert Cawthon of SOMA. They've joined Lomocatse in the project. Milkweed is essential to the life cycle of the Western monarch. Caterpillars emerge from eggs laid on the milkweed, their only food before they form a chrysalis. Later, they appear as the familiar orange and black-winged butterflies.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. Stay tuned for Counterspin at 5:30, followed by Bread and Roses at 6. At 7, it's Hard Knock Radio, news and views from a hip-hop perspective. Saturday's Portland weather is expected to be rainy, with temperatures reaching the low 70s. Residents east of the Cascades and Hood River should expect about the same. On this date in 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor was unanimously approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee to become the first female justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Our quote of the day is from Justice O'Connor, who said, quote, "I think the important thing about my appointment is not that I will decide cases as a woman, but that I am a woman who will get to decide cases," end quote.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every evening. Now we're asking you to do the same. Joining us are Mike and Seth to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
You can support KBOO Community Radio by becoming a member. We want to thank the people who've been calling in. The phones have been going off this hour. It's a good sound. I think we're getting closer and closer to reaching our goals. And news and information, news and public affairs on KBOO. News and talk programs emphasize controversial and neglected perspectives on important local, national, and international issues. Where else are you going to hear Hard Knock Radio? Where else are you going to hear a volunteer-produced KBOO News program, but on KBOO, but on 90.7 FM? Where else are you going to hear Democracy Now? 877-500-5266. That's the number to dial when you call KBOO. And for a minimum donation of $120, you could have your choice of awesome t-shirt with some spectacular artwork on it, or a hoodie, a black hoodie that'll keep you warm in the rain and in the brisk weather this fall. We want to thank Bonnie
and Southeast PDX, or Renew, Bonnie.
Yeah.
And David in Springfield, Anew. Thank you, David. Yeah. And I'm going to talk a little bit about new members before we go back to the news. Everyday people discover KBOO for the first time. Right away, they know they've come across something truly different than the rest of the dial. So just calling us will make you a better person. I guarantee that. You will feel better about yourself. You'll know you're helping your community. You love KBOO. You just discovered it. You're a returning member. You know that this represents your views. This represents your eclectic taste in music. Nobody likes just one kind of music. Nobody likes just one point of view. Come join us. KBOO, we represent. We represent all points of view. We represent all styles of music. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM. Be like Bonnie in Southeast PDX. Be like David in Springfield. Call us. Become a member. Come on down. Become a volunteer.
Our public affairs shows address a very broad range of topics: environment, human rights, racism, police abuse, labor, feminism, health, social activism, and much more. We're going to keep you informed. That's what we've been doing for almost 50 years, about local activists, groups and their activities, Before and during actions, we offer broadcast access to activists, shut out of mainstream media. You know, there's a lot of things happening, from what's happening in Standing Rock to what's happening in our local community. There's all types of issues that we face with our environment, with justice, and people who come to KBOO and people who listen to KBOO to be informed are the people who help us do what we do. They're the people who support us through becoming members. You can become a member too. That financial support is what we rely on to run the station as effectively as we do. 877-500-5266 is how you can become a member today.
And not only when you call do you help us stay in business and we support you, but your contribution to KBOO is a tangible act of positive social change. You'll stand with us. This is a blow against the empire. Join us at KBOO. 877-500-5266 online, kboo.fm. Click on the donate link.
We'll have to wait. The Leonard Peltier Freedom Ride series wraps up tonight. Indigenous cyclists started in July in Banks, Oregon. The 3,000-mile ride for freedom arrived in Washington, D.C. on July 23rd to seek the release of Leonard Peltier. KBOO's Delphine Crescenzo has more.
This is Chris Francisco reporting for KBOO from the Peltier Freedom Ride 2016. We are traveling from Banks, Oregon to Washington, D.C. from July 12th to the 24th to create awareness of the injustice Leonard Peltier has endured and support for his clemency. Thank you to all the people who have supported Leonard Peltier over the years.
On the evening of Friday, July 22nd, 2016, the Peltier Justice Ride finally arrived in Washington, D.C. after traveling across the country for 10 days. On Saturday and Sunday, the riders were joined by many supporters for prayer vigils in front of the White House. Chauncey Peltier, son of Leonard Peltier and main organizer for the Peltier Justice Ride 2016, remembers the journey as he stands in front of the White House.
We started off July 12th, had a picnic, a gathering in Banks, Oregon. July 13th, we took off from Banks, Oregon, and we're going clear across the United States in support of clemency for Leonard Peltier. Leonard Peltier is one of the longest held political prisoners in the United States and one of the biggest rights violation cases in history. We're driving a caravan motorcycle ride across the United States asking for clemency for Leonard. Leonard's been wrongfully incarcerated for over 40 years. One of the biggest rights violation cases in history. 10 months ago, they still violated Leonard's rights by removing the art in Tumwater, Washington. We had it displayed as Leonard Peltier, the Native American artist. We had nothing for sale, nothing political there. It was Indigenous Peoples Month. The retired FBI Association called up and had it removed. When they did that, they actually violated Leonard's rights again. For 41 years, they've been violating Leonard's rights. For 41 years, us taxpayers have been paying to keep this man wrongfully incarcerated. In the 90s, you had Democratic and Republicans, Supreme Court judge, and the Attorney General saying, there's no evidence of this man doing this. He needs to be set free and have a retrial. They won't honor that. That's their own set of rules that they're not even honoring. So Leonard's been wrongfully incarcerated for 40 years. Leonard don't even know why he's in prison anymore, because when he goes in front of the parole board, he asks them why he's in prison. They don't have an answer for him. So Leonard is still in a maximum security prison for over 41 years, and all he wants to do is go home and paint and work on old cars. This is the justice system that we all live by and abide by every day. Otherwise, we'd be sitting in there with Leonard. So all we're doing is we come here to the White House and we're campaigning, we're passing out cards and asking people to sign these personal clemency cards. This is what Obama's asking. Every time Obama's been asked about Leonard Peltier, he says he wants to see the supporters in the United States. He says, I know he has supporters all over the world. He has supporters that are presidents of countries. He wants to see the supporters in the United States. So that's why I'm asking you, if you ever was a supporter of Leonard Peltier, please, he needs your help more now than ever. He's diabetic. He's been diagnosed with an aneurysm. He's in a maximum security prison. All these guys in this maximum security prison are 20, 30 years old. He's a 71-year-old man in poor health. He can't defend himself anymore. He's been years without any trouble. He's been a model prisoner in there for years. Three young guys have jumped him in there, and they said he was fighting. Well, Leonard's 70. At the time, Leonard was six in his late 60s. I don't know too many late 60 elders that are going to go pick a fight with three young guys. So I think it was a setup because he had been so long without any trouble and he was due to go to a medium security prison. So I think that's why this all happened, so they can keep him in a maximum security prison. So this is what I'm asking you. If you ever was a supporter of Leonard Peltier, please, he needs your help now more than ever. We can't let this man die in prison because this is the justice system that they wrote up and the rules that they wrote. So all we're doing is we're asking them to abide by their own set of rules and do what's right, Obama. Do the right thing and free Leonard Peltier. Please, thank you. Thank all the supporters for supporting Leonard Peltier. Free Leonard Peltier.
Some supporters of Leonard Peltier joined the ride for its last stretch. And some even traveled from southern states to attend the vigils over the weekend.
My name's Tom Marzielli. I came to Washington from Akron, Ohio with my girlfriend and two of the children. We're here to support Leonard Peltier, that he is granted clemency from Barack Obama. I've been involved with the Leonard case ever since he was first arrested. I followed the trial, etc. 40 some years of injustice, and if I lived in Oregon, I would be coming from Oregon all the way to Washington. I really believe Leonard needs to be free.
We came up here from North Carolina in support of Leonard Peltier. 40 years in prison's enough. You've made your point. You know, now it's time to act like a human being and treat this man like one as well. If I had to ride from Oregon, it would have been no problem. This man needs support. I've read the things he said. I've read the things he's done. And I can't help but admire the guy. I'll do what I got to do.
On Monday, July 25th, some of the riders traveled north to Philadelphia, to the Democratic National Convention, where they held signs and talked to the crowd about Leonard Peltier and how to ask Obama for his clemency. KBOO reporters Christopher Francisco and Brant Jorgensen were there and spoke with supporters of Leonard Peltier's that they met at the Democratic National Convention.
Relatives representing justice and peace for all mankind. We're here to exercise our rights as human beings to walk on this planet without any hassle or confrontation from the law enforcement. We're here to represent the poor folks, the people who are the ones that aren't heard, the ones that are paying the taxes and sharing the energy with a lot of the people that don't deserve it, like the corporations and the people that don't tell the truth. We want to honor Bernie Sanders for him bringing awareness to a lot of Americans, especially the younger generations, what's happening in this world. A lot of people are too comfortable to look around and say, being aware that we're losing our rights as human beings to walk this planet. And if they won't stand up to reality, realize that the laws are, our human rights are eroding all the time because people don't seem to care. And pretty soon we'll be led around like shepherds. We'll be like sheep and tell them what to do. Some of the people already have sold out that way. We're here against Hillary Clinton and all them corporations, Wall Street, and all them bankers that create wars to make profit. We're here to stand up for our rights. We're here to try to free our relative, our brother Leonard Peltier, who was unjustly incarcerated years ago. And still people, the FBI won't commit to the lies and the misjudging, the justice that was not performed, the injustice that sent him to two life sentences, and he's on 40 years now. We're asking President Obama to grant him clemency and let him out so he can be with his family and his people. We pray for peace on earth and the freedom of our relative, Leonard Peltier, for the sake of our grandmothers out there that are asking that they don't want him to die in prison. His health is really bad right now, so I want you folks to call the White House. Stand up and show concern and compassion for our relative that's been incarcerated. He's doing his Sundance in prison, relatives out there, so stand up and speak out. We need your help. It's a good time, America, to stand up for the rights of all our relatives out there who have been incarcerated, for all our relations. Mitakwiyase. Lakota and Anishinaabe.
The writers are now on their way back to Oregon, and they can only hope that their message will reach President Obama, and that soon enough, Leonard Peltier will be free. Go to kboo.fm/PeltierJusticeRide to listen to daily updates from the ride from previous episodes and find out all that took place on the Peltier Justice Ride 2016 since the caravan departed from Banks, Oregon on July 13th. Special thanks to KBOO reporters Christopher Francisco and Brent Jorgensen for collecting audio content daily for the production of this segment. Thank you also to Chauncey Peltier, main organizer for the Peltier Justice Ride, as well as all the riders for their contributions. For KBOO Community Radio, the segment was produced by Delphine Crescenzo and Christopher Francisco. Thank you so much for listening.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Ray Bodwell and Lisa Loving. The producer is Ray Bodwell. Special thanks to Delphine Crescenzo and Christopher Francisco. Our engineer is Ian Gadberry. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Linda Olson Osterlund.
And I'm Liam Delta. Coming up Monday morning on KBOO at 7, Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on More Talk Radio, Celeste Carey and Cecil Prescott speak with Carol Anderson about her new book, White Rage, The Unspoken Truth of Our Racial Divide. At 9, the Old Mole Variety Hour. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15 on Locus Focus, Barbara Bernstein speaks with Tom Prue, senior researcher at the World Watch Institute and co-director of the State of the World Project. They'll talk about creating a new paradigm of governance called deliberative civic engagement. And at 11, a special health watch. Doug McVeigh interviews David Downs about his new book, The Medical Marijuana Guidebook, America's first how-to guide for patients and caregivers. Friedrich Nietzsche said, "We should consider every day lost in which we have not danced at least once."
KABU volunteers have worked hard to bring you this locally produced newscast every evening. Now we're inviting you to show your appreciation. Joining us now are Mike and Seth to talk about how you can support KABU Community Radio.
And yes, you're listening to KBOO.FM. Come join us, become a member, 877-500-5266. I want to bring this full circle here. So that last program, the Leonard Peltier Ride, was produced by our own Delphine and Christopher Francisco. Christopher, both friends of mine. Christopher is right now in Standing Rock, doing what he does, fighting social injustice and saving the earth. Very important stuff. I'm proud to call him a friend. He is a KABU volunteer. He has been working here for a while, doing this for us as a reporter. We also have an archivist here who just brought to my attention. We have a reel-to-reel tape in the KABU archives from 1985 of his first parole hearing. 1985, Leonard Peltier, who is unjustly being imprisoned. 1985 was his